Penguin Random House Audio presents Light It Up by Nick Petrie. Read for you by Stephen Mendel. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Robert Frost. Chapter 1. The chain-link fence was 10 feet tall with razor wire at the top. It began at the front corner of the repurposed cement block warehouse in North Denver, wrapped in a neat rectangle around the side parking lot and the rear loading dock, and continued to the opposite corner of the building. Peter Ash stepped down from the back seat of Henry Nygaard's big four-door pickup to pull open the rolling security gate. He kept his head on a swivel, eyes chasing from the street to the fence lines to the windows and flat rooftops of neighboring buildings. He wore a decent second-hand armored vest and one of Henry's spare pistols strapped to his leg, neither one exactly hidden under an untucked flannel shirt, but not particularly visible unless someone was looking for them, which was more or less the goal. He could feel the warmth of the blacktop through the soles of his boots, and the late September sun was hot on his shoulders and the back of his neck. The waistband of his pants was damp from the sweat trickling down his back. Peter didn't mind. He'd been in hotter places, wearing and carrying a lot more shit. Deacon, the driver, pulled Henry's truck through the gate. Peter closed it behind them, waved to the camera mounted high on the warehouse wall, and waited to hear the magnetic lock clang shut. It wasn't a perfect system, but it wasn't bad either. He hopped back in the pickup for the 60-meter run.